Commercial gill netters haven't been able to go after a Stikine King since 2008 because the returns to the river have been too low. But next year looks a lot better, according to Fish and Game, which is predicting nearly 41,000 fish this coming spring. The department says that will allow for a catch of nearly 5,900 kings in the District 8 waters around Petersburg and Wrangell. That means gill netters will get to start fishing in District 8 about a month earlier than the regular southeast season. Petersburg area gill netter George Mintel was glad to hear the Stikine Kings have bounced back.
It'll be a little boost for us all because it should be a good price, and it's a fun fishery.
Along with a commercial harvest, the forecast also allows for another year of liberalized sport fishing limits. 41,000 fish is above average for the Stikine, which is cooperatively managed by the United States and Canada under the Pacific Salmon Treaty. However, the actual returns have been coming in below forecast since 2008, according to area management biologist Troy Tinas. So he says Fish and Game is going to be pretty conservative going into the season.
It is large enough to allow for an allowable catch for the U.S., and a fairly sizable one at that. Like I said, the way the forecast have been going these past few years, where they've been starting out at a higher level preseason and then ending up at a lower level, in some cases much lower. So we're going to take a cautious approach, and any fisheries we have are going to be limited in time and probably some area restrictions too. So we're going to go into the season with a precautionary approach.
This year's preseason forecast is similar to 2007, when the department predicted a 37,000 fish return, and the final run size estimate was around 40,000. The department will put out a mid-April news release detailing specific fishing times and areas for the District 8 fishery, which will start in early May. Tina says the department will revise the forecast a few weeks into the season.
And then by that time, there's enough data gathered in season that they're able to produce in-season forecast with acceptable amount of reliability there. And what we've seen actually from the few years we prosecuted the gillnet fishery, directed gillnet fisheries, is that it can be a pretty good indication of what's coming back to the Stikine, but then again, it's only a few years worth of data.
Strong returns prompted the department to allow commercial gill netters four consecutive seasons to target Stikine River Kings from 2005 to 2008. The fishery had been closed for three decades prior to that. It was a similar story for Taku River Chinook. Good forecasts allowed for a few seasons of directed fisheries on those kings in 2005, 6, and 2009. The Taku forecast for 2012 is still awaiting approval by the U.S. and Canada. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.